Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 31st of December, recording at 16.04 p.m. That's Greenwich Mean Time. And this being the 31st of December, this is the last broadcast of 2009. And I'll make it mercifully short. First, a quick review. And the Asian stock markets were open, were mostly a bit firmer on the day. This was also true of the European stock markets where they were open. Wall Street, as I speak, though, is showing a small loss, but we're talking about a quarter of a percentage point on average among the indices. The U.S. dollar is slightly easier, but has given up most of its earlier declines that we had seen today. And precious metals are firmer, but off their highs as the dollar has steadied somewhat. Most industrial commodities and agricultural commodities are steadier in here today, so quietly firm. Okay, so what's going on overall? Well, 2009 turned out to be a good year, a very good year in Fuller Money themes, I'm very glad to say. In terms of stock markets, the Fuller Money themes led by Asian emerging markets, South American led resources markets, information technology, another general theme, have done extremely well. And so have commodity markets, despite some volatility and swings and roundabouts. One of those swings and roundabouts that is notable this month has been the correction in precious metals. They look to me, talking now about gold and silver, to be short-term oversold. I think they're near the low point of their reaction and consolidation, which has been aided and abetted by the U.S. dollar, but the dollar noticeably hasn't weighed on industrial metals, which are all pretty well higher for the month of December. Now, so I do think precious metals, I'm a little concerned about the technical performance, although that's mainly because we have yet to see anything in the form of an upward dynamic by gold and silver. And of course, it's gold that needs the upward dynamic most of all, as that would be very convincing in terms of market sentiment. However, we have seen a couple of small upward dynamics in the platinum market, and that was yesterday and the day before yesterday, so Tuesday and Wednesday. And platinum, after backing away from the higher side of its range, is steady here again today, and looks to me as if it's capable of breaking upwards next month in January. So that's an encouraging sign. I would be surprised if precious metals such as gold and silver diverged for any lengthy period from the action that we see in the metals markets generally. And I see they are rock steady, led by copper, which is the most influential metal psychologically. As far as stock markets are concerned, Owen and I have described the activity that we've seen in recent months as a corrective phase overall, but stock markets have been remarkably steady for the most part. And that's a good sign. I'm a little cautious because whenever you get a ranging market for a number of months, and that applies to the U.S. indices, to many of the Asian indices, to the European indices, most of the world's stock market indices, in other words, That pattern can only occur when supply and demand are fairly evenly balanced. Now, prior to that, of course, we had a demand-dominated environment from at least March of this year onwards. So, if supply and demand evens out during a trading range, as it inevitably does, otherwise one wouldn't get the trading range, it doesn't take much of a shift either way to cause a fairly sharp move to unfold. I'm going to give the upside the benefit of the doubt in that the progression of higher reaction lows has not been broken by any of the leading markets, or never for more than a day or so at its worst. And a number of them have nudged into new high ground recently, including leading US and European indices. So that's another favorable indication overall. And of course, in terms of the background, monetary policy remains extremely accommodative. So weigh it all up, and I think that the action that we have been seeing looks like what we were expecting and have described it as, and that is basically a partial mean reversion towards the rising 200-day moving averages. Now, if I'm correct in this assessment, don't be surprised if we get quite strong stock markets in January. And I think the start of the new year, a number of investors have been quite cautious recently. They won't want to miss out on any self-feeding move. There's a great deal of money parked in bond markets, which some of which I think is likely to be dislodged at some point next year, 2010, and likely to find its way to into stock markets. And nothing would entice some of that switching more rapidly than a burst of investor enthusiasm to the upside in stock markets starting next week. We will see. I'm quite optimistic about 2010 generally. No, I don't think stock markets will equal their astonishing performance gains of 2009. But then again, we could see some very solid gains, and I would put those in the 10 to 40% category with emerging markets showing the bigger performances overall. So I think there'll be plenty of opportunities, and I look forward to discussing them with you. And at this stage, I think it's just appropriate that I wrap up this audio by wishing you a very happy new year and also a prosperous and healthy new year in 2010. All the best.